This recording, Germany 5, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in September 1957, close to the town where I grew up, which is Essen in Germany. My parents were born in 1925 in Dortmund, which is in the same area, the Ruhr area. The two towns are separated by about 25 miles. The language spoken in the Ruhr area is basically a mixture and of various dialects because people have immigrated from many parts of Germany there. My maternal grandfather was coming from northern Germany and my paternal grandfather was coming from Pomerania, which is now part of Poland. I don't have that information on my grandmother, so I cannot tell you that. I have been living in Essen, which is the sixth biggest city in Germany, for almost 20 years. 4 years I lived in Castrop-Rauxel, which is a very small town outside Essen, somewhere between Dortmund and Essen. I always joke my family has made a westward migration. First my parents traveled 10 miles west from Dortmund, then another 10 miles, and I traveled then 5,000 miles west from Germany. I attended school in Essen and finished in 1976 what is called the gymnasium, but is the equivalent of a high school in Germany. After that, I studied for 4 years mathematics at the University of Essen, where I received a master's degree in 1980. After finishing my studies, I went to Las Cruces, New Mexico, where I stayed for 2 years and received a PhD in mathematics. After my stay in Las Cruces, which I enjoyed very much, and I learned to love America, I decided to return to Germany, and I worked there for 1 year at the University of Duisburg, which is also in the Ruhr area, another 10 miles west of Essen. Well, unfortunately, the job situation in Germany at that time was very bad, and since I enjoyed being in America and had connections to American universities, and I thought my English was more or less okay, except that I can never pronounce a W correctly if I think about it, unless I think about it very, very carefully, I decided to return to the United States. I stayed for a year, almost a year, in West Virginia, and then I came down to Auburn, where I have been since 1984. I'm working at the math department at the moment, and somehow I presume I will retire from Auburn at one point.